This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It is Thursday, and that means it is time to plead the fifth. One of us goes on the hot seat every Thursday and has to answer five questions. Thing is, you have to answer them completely honest, but if there's one that you want to plead the fifth on, you can do that one time. So, will you plead the fifth? Today, JC, you are in the hot seat.
Ooh, this is intense. This game is real intense.
Yeah, it is. There's some awkward moments. It's uncomfortable, and that is why we love it so much.
Yes.
So, JC, are you ready to plead the fifth?
I am. Let's do it.
Well, you have one chance to plead the fifth. The rest you have to answer. Question number one. If you had to give up one of your friends forever, who would it be?
Forever.
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 You know, I had a friend question last time, and I answered it honestly, and I got a lot of heat for it. So when it comes to friend stuff, I know this is risky. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Wow.
I don't want to get into this.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, too much heat from friends.
Are you sure that's smart? Because you did this last time, and you wish you would have kept your plead the fifth to the end.
I had too much. I answered one of the questions.
Did the person you were talking about on the last one find out about it?
It was implied that they found out about it, yeah.
It was implied.
Well, I think someone told them. I don't think they heard it directly nor saw the social media post we did about it, but I think someone had told them so. Which is worse, too.
This means you have to answer every single question
from here on out.
You've got to answer.
What if there's something worse than that?
No,
oh, my goodness.
Gosh. Okay. Give it to
All right.
Me.
Question number two, yeah. Steph.
All right. What is the biggest secret you're currently keeping from your friends?
Ah!
That means me and Mercedes, right? That means
yeah.
you're hiding this from us.
What are you hiding from us?
Wait, from my friends or from you two?
We're just like, oh, I guess we're not as friends.
No, stuff. I mean, does it have to be a show thing or like an overall like arcing like outside
well,
of work thing?
Do we fall in your friend group?
Absolutely, but
okay.
I'm not keeping anything from you guys. I'm very honest with you guys.
Mm.
There is this actually came up at dinner a couple weeks ago with some friends. I had friends that got married in Mexico. This is in 2021, and you know the pandemic and everything. And the rule was if you went into Mexico, you had to test for COVID before you left, and if you tested positive, you couldn't leave Mexico and you'd be stuck down there. And actually, one of our friends was stuck there for like 7 days. And I was so afraid about missing work that I checked with our company. I thought maybe there's some policy that we couldn't leave the country. Like, no, you can go to Mexico. No problem. It's just test before you come back. But I told my buddy that it was company policy that we're not allowed to leave the country. And
oh,
so I didn't go to the wedding because of that.
The cat's out of the bag now.
They know now that you really didn't want to go to the wedding.
They know now.
You just lied.
And he's like, well, I don't understand. Like, everyone else can leave the country. Like, what happens? I'm like, I don't know. It's just a company policy. They won't allow us to leave. He's like, what if you get COVID, you can't leave Mexico anyway? I'm like, I don't know. Company policy, I can't go. And this was like a week prior to the wedding.
Oh,
is
man.
When I backed out. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Man. Plead the fifth. JC has already used his plead the fifth. We're on question number three.
Okay.
If you could tell your partner one thing you dislike about their appearance, what would it be?
Brutal question.
These are really brutal.
JC, you should have saved your plead the fifth, man.
I would have used it on this one.
Me too.
Yeah. Physical appearance that I want to change or dislike about Laura?
One thing about her that you dislike about her appearance, what would it be?
So Laura started getting tattoos. Gosh. About like 4 years ago. And they're really cool. They're small tattoos. Every single one has a special meaning. She got one on the inside of her wrist. that says eyes up. It spells out eyes up. And there's great meaning to it. It's for horseback riding, for her to keep her eyes up. Her trainer tells her that. And she had them placed there when she's riding and holding the reins. If she's looking down, she'll see eyes up on the inside of her wrist and look up. The only problem is the person that did the tattoo used like a really thick needle. And it's all smudged now. And we're just looking at their night. And she's like, I'm like, it looks like eyes. It doesn't even look like eyes up. So it's like, all right.
So you want her to get rid of that tattoo.
Get rid of her eyes. Tattoo. Get rid of that. So
that's
I would
a
say
good answer.
Her tattoo.
Good
yeah.
Answer, okay.
JC.
Okay. I like that one. Question number four.
Oh, all right. Gosh.
Plead the fifth.
Here we go, JC. Have you ever secretly wished failure on a friend? Another friend question.
You're not going to have any friends left by the time we're
honestly,
done with this.
Mercedes, I can honestly say no. I get so happy for all of my friends' success. I do. I take such joy in seeing any of my friends succeed. You guys, all my friends, everyone just, I love seeing you guys do great things in life. It makes me so happy. I get, when you have success, I get happy for your success. So that's an easy no.
Do we believe that, Steph?
Kinda, but you know, I do. I don't. I totally believe that. Jesus,
I do.
Such
when
a
you have something
person.
Going on in your world, Mercedes, I get so happy for you and so happy for you, Steph, and buddies outside of the radio station. When they, I got a buddy of mine that's expanding his business, and I'm just so excited for him. So yeah, I do get happy.
All right, last question. You made it to the fifth question.
All right, all
now
right.
You have to answer it.
Yeah,
because you have already used your plead the fifth. What's the one thing you hate most about your job?
Oh no. It's us.
Why you guys keep going to me hating you guys? I love you guys so much. You're kidding me.
I'm messing.
The one thing that I hate about my job. You know, it's something that started, I'd say, about the past year, picked up more the past 6 months, and definitely more the past month. I nitpick every single thing that I do on the show. If there's an awkward moment on the show, we go to break, I am like banging myself in the head over it. I nitpick every single break. If I say something wrong, do something wrong, it's just this whole thing where I'm nitpicking every single thing I do, and it bothers me, and it weighs down on me. So that's what it is. Every break, I nitpick it, and I don't like doing that, and I find myself doing that recently.
Wow.
I feel it. I mean, okay. I mean, that's valid. I get it.
It wasn't like that 6 months ago.
I feel like it's not really like about your job. It's more about you.
Okay.
But I still accept the answer.
Yeah. Okay. You accept the two-step?
I accept it, and I can feel that. I feel the same way, so I can relate. I'm like...
She nitpicks you, too.
I nitpick everything you do, JC.
She's also right there with you, and she hates that.
You go back like maybe 5-10 years ago. No, maybe 10-15 years ago. It was like the hours, but I love the hours. I really do. I love the hours that we have to do the show.
Waking up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still wake up early on the weekend. I get up at 3:30 on the weekends now.
Yeah.
I continue it going through.
I thought you were
going to
say, I hate that I don't have any friends anymore because of this game on the show. That's what I hate most about my job.
Seriously. No one tell my buddy that got married in 2021 that I just lied about not being able to go to his wedding. Coming up here next, we've got Heads Up. And when you win it, tickets to go see Blime downtown at Fremont Street. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.